Today is Tuesday, May 14th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Decency Day. It's also National Underground America Day. It's National Dance Like a Chicken Day. And it's National Buttermilk Biscuit Day. A lot of people outside of the South in the U.S. are not big fans of the biscuit. They think it's dry or, I don't know, bland or whatever the case may be. But biscuit is not one of the favorite breads. And for those of you who do not live in the U.S., in the South in the U.S., in the U.S., a biscuit is a dough. It's a bread. It's not yeasted, but there is a leavening agent. Usually it's a mixture of like a, you can do it like a buttermilk that has acid with a baking soda sort of situation. Baking powder is usually the activating ingredient. So there'll be some sort of baking powder, baking soda, whatever the case may be. And it's butter and flour and some sort of liquid. And yeah, there you go. It's a biscuit. It's kind of like, and people, some people have been like, no, Adam, this is not correct. But it really is correct. It is very similar to a scone, but not, generally a biscuit is a blank canvas. There is no fruit or anything like that. They're not usually particularly sweet. But I know in the UK, a biscuit is a cookie. Or at least a particular type of cookie. And here it is definitely the scone-like bread thing. And I love them. You do need to put something on it, like jam or jelly or honey butter or butter with jelly. Or you need to put something, some sort of filling in the middle. But I love a biscuit. Like, I really enjoy biscuits. But some people don't. I probably won't be celebrating because calories. And I haven't been doing so well over the weekend. So I was all set to, I even told Mark, I'm like, don't go with me to my haircut because I'm probably just not going to eat much at all. I'm going to stop and get a grilled chicken sandwich. And because I really want to stay on my calories on Saturday because we have two different meals out on Sunday. And so he didn't go with me. Probably not. That was not the only reason, because he did go with me the last time and he usually goes every other time. So it was not his time to go anyway. But he didn't go and I ended up eating like a hog. And then I also on Sunday ate like a hog. I mean, we had my favorite Italian restaurant here in town, well, in Bentonville. And their dessert is, I love their dessert so much. And I ate too much. I love their bread. So of course they bring out bread before the pasta even, you know, is served. So I'm eating three or four pieces of their bread dipped in marinara sauce. And then the pasta, it's not what I normally would have ordered, but I really like everything there, everything that they make there. So I ate all of that. Then there was a graduation cake that someone had brought. And so I had a slice of that. But then the Italian restaurant brought out their dessert. It's called Mirabella's cake. And it's like a tres leches kind of cake. And I don't know if there's an Italian equivalent of that or if it's a soaked cake. Anyway, regardless. And it's so good. And they put them in little tiny little cups because it's supposed to be like little, you know, shot glass sized. I had a couple of those. So, I mean, I didn't have a whole normal serving. But then, you know, after I wasn't able to get my complete workout on Sunday. And then after we had that, came home, cooked a couple of pies. Well, then my parents were coming over and we were having P.F. Chang's for Mother's Day. And again, no willpower. I had ordered PF Chang's. I baked two pies. I had two pieces of pie because I was like, well, I can't have pie during the week because I'm going to be counting calories during the week. And I would, so I just did not do well at all. I mean, I did weigh myself on Saturday and I had lost a little bit of weight. So I'm still on track, but I feel like Saturday and Sunday probably put me behind a little bit. And then today at work, I ate my normal lunch, which is a grilled chicken sandwich from the local, the whatever they call it. It's not a cafeteria, but the restaurant area of my work, the food court sort of area at my work. And I always just, there's a grill where they make burgers and fries and stuff like that, but they have chicken, they have grilled chicken sandwich. So I always just get a grilled chicken sandwich. So I did that. So I was within my normal calorie range. And then about 3 o'clock, I got so hungry at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I went to the vending machine because sometimes I just can't control myself, I guess. And I was like, oh, a Snicker bar would be good. Well, that's 250 calories right there. And then I was like, well, I need something salty to go with that. So then I got some mesquite barbecue kettle chips, which was another 150 calories. So I did another 4 or 5, it must have been more than that. But anyway, it was around 500 calories. So now I'm at, or 4 something. So now I'm at 1,000 already. And I only get 1,600 or 1,700 a day if I want to lose weight. So that means with dinner, I won't have enough calories left over for a snack later. And I always get hungry before bed. So anyway, I don't know. I'm going to do my best to stay within my calories today because I've really got to get it back under control. I got to rein it in. And so anyway, yeah, I know I'd already kind of completed talking about Sunday, but my, just to kind of put a bow on it, I had bought my mom a couple of candles, which I felt like was so like typical Mother's Day gift. Oh, get them candles, you know? I was like, okay. And my hairstylist had recommended, she's like, well, if your mom likes flowers, you know, get flowers. So Mark and I did go to Lowe's and we found a couple of hanging baskets. Now, normally you would get two matching ones because when people get hanging baskets, they like symmetry. They like to put it. But for whatever reason, I got Mark and I one instead of two. And he's like, I don't know why you didn't just get two because we can put them on, you know, either corner of the porch or whatever. I'm like, I don't know. They're kind of expensive. And then there was a hanging basket of a bleeding heart, which had a lot of flowers on it, although it looked a little anemic, but I bought it anyway. And this other hanging basket was just a bunch of green vining things in it. I don't know names of things, but they're pretty. I think one of them's like a sweet potato vine. It's purple. It may not be called sweet potato vine. Like, that may not be the scientific name, but I feel like there is a sweet potato vine. I'm going to look it up. Vine. I'm just going to look it up. Yeah, it's... Yes, I'm looking here. It looks like it's a type of sweet potato vine, but it's a purple variety. And I'm looking. These photos look similar, so I think that's what it is. I think it's a type of ornamental sweet potato vine. Has that, a couple other things that they had mixed together to make different colors and of greens and purples. So it was nice. Anyway, they came over. The Chinese food arrived. We ate. My mom opened her gift. They brought their dog. I wish they hadn't brought their dog. Their dog still, she's a year old, if not more. My mom feeds her everything from the table. She is so spoiled. And Sydney doesn't like her. And so that's a mess. And she still pees all over the place when she gets excited. And so they were walking up on the sidewalk. I just walk out the door and Tabitha starts peeing on the sidewalk because she's excited to see me. But anyway, we made it through. It was uneventful. We had our dinner. We had our pie. The pie was a little runny for some reason. I don't know. I did a couple of things different than I normally do, so I don't know exactly what caused it to be runnier. I usually add egg yolk. It's a pudding mix, but I add egg yolks because that's what my grandma used to do. And it usually makes it a lot more rich, but I may have added too many. Not really sure. And the other thing is, I may not have let it boil long enough because your pudding mix you're supposed to bring to a boil, and I didn't leave it boiling for very long. So that's another thing that could have happened. And I was trying to get it smooth, so I used the stick blender to smooth it out because it had some lumps. That could have also destabilized it somehow. It was smooth, I will say that, but yeah. Anyway, ate way too much this last weekend. Well, I got to get it under control. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.